This week in Delaware County, a community affairs radio program produced by the Woof Boom Radio Group. 6 formats, 10 stations, one mission. We use our voice to build your community. And today, in this segment, this is something that many of you may never have heard about before, but we want you to know about this group, this club, this organization. We'll get to the correct word, terminology, in just a moment with their president. Fixed Gears, and I'm not even going to try and spell it. And if you were looking at it, folks, you might not say it correctly. We're going to talk about what this organization is and the incredible achievements that they've had so far and what they will be doing in the next several days. Sean Van Ness is my first guest from Fixed Gears. For those that don't know what it is, it's more than a robotics club. I mean, that's what it is, but it's more than that. Explain to somebody that's never heard of Fixed Gears what it is.
Fixed Gears is a robotics program that is geared towards high school students. Its head organization is First Robotics. Was invented basically by, or started by Dean Kamen, who invented the Segway many years ago, the original guy who invented that. We basically have a bunch of high school students that we bring in, and it's not just about building a robot that we do for competition. We've got all different divisions and sub-teams that do electrical, programming, CAD, animation, because we've added in that STEAM arts as well. We also have an animation instead of just STEM. We've moved into kind of STEAM.
Okay.
We have media, a full media team that does our website, blogging, photography, videos. We have a full wood shop. Bunch of kids who are doing the woodworking for pieces, the practice pieces we
this
need.
This is all separate from schooling. This is a separate entity, right? You don't get course credits for any of this or whatever.
No, none of this, but it does provide with highly skilled mentors training for students to learn all these different areas. So if you've got a student who's never picked up a tool and decides they want to help build a robot, we have a training process and start from number one there and get them going.
Explain to our listeners how good your group of young people are and to the world championships you go.
Yes, yes. 2 weekends ago, we had a great outing. We made it to the Indiana State Championship. We went in ranked 4th in the state and came out of it as the top-ranked team from the state of Indiana that's going to be going to St. Louis along with another 409. So a total of 410 teams will be in St. Louis competing against us.
Wednesday to Saturday competition, is
Wednesday
that right?
to Saturday next week, the 26th through the 29th
All
of
right.
April.
I'm going to get to some fundraising asks with you in just a moment. But first, I'd like to bring up John Pugsley. He's one of these young people. Now, he's taller than Sean, so he's going to have to scooch the microphone up there. No, I don't want you to slouch. There's no slouching on my show, young man. How are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I was asking you before, for those that don't know, and like myself, I wondered what the competition was like. I thought of something like BattleBots that you would see on one of those TV cable shows or whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
But what will they be asking you and the Fixed Gears team to do? What kinds of things do you do in these competitions?
So it's really like a sporting event. There's lots of stands and music and people cheering for their team. It's definitely not BattleBots. We're not trying to destroy the other teams. You're always paired with two other robots against another three robots. So you're competing with your alliance of three and against the other alliance, but you're definitely not trying to beat them up or destroy them.
To do what? What are they asking you to do? Are there tasks that change or whatever?
Yeah, so we have a new game challenge every year. For example, like we had a year where we had to play soccer, and there was a year that was basketball, and there was a year that we were shooting frisbees into goals. This year is a more complex game. There's wiffle balls on the field that we have to score into goals, and there's also some gears that we have to pick up and place on a tower in the center of the field.
Wow. How long does it take for you and your cohorts, once you know what the challenge is going to be, to develop what it is that yours is going to do and do better or in concert with your three-person team or whatever?
Yeah.
How long does that take?
So we get the game challenge in January, and we have 6 weeks to build and design the robot. So it's you have to do the you kind of have to pick your strategy and then do the building phase, and then you have to test it after and get the programming in. So
if something breaks during the competition, do you have a pit crew? Are you allowed to, you know?
Yeah, we do have a pit. We really do have it's a 10 by 10 pit that we go back to in between matches and fix the robot, do system checks, make sure it's all working.
How long have you been involved with Fixed Gears personally?
This is my fifth build season.
Okay. And I assume love it is the right way to say it, or you wouldn't have done it five seasons, huh?
Definitely. It's a really cool experience. And you learn really a ton of things from it, not just the mechanical and electrical and programming skills, but also a lot of teamwork skills and things like that.
All right. Let's bring Jessica up now. Last name is Van Ness, which you may recall, listeners, just a moment ago, is the same last name as the president of the organization, Sean. That would be somebody you know right there, right, Jessica?
Yeah.
Does he ride you harder than the other people in the group? He's standing right next to you. Be very, very careful. He's looking away.
No, they're all very supportive of us.
Yeah? And this talking to you, Jessica, proves that girls are into science and technology and robotics, and you're smart. Why robotics, though? What's the attraction for you personally?
Well, it's really interesting to see all that you can do with science and things that you can achieve with the robot that you wouldn't be able to just playing basketball or football.
What are the kinds of things that you have been involved with to get these robots to do? We heard what this year's challenge is, but what other kinds of things have you been helping with the group to make these robots do for you?
I'm actually on the media team, so I'm reporting all that we do. I have helped a little in the mechanical room. I'm also part of the drive team, so I'm up there.
What's the drive
by
team?
The field.
Drive team?
It's the team that drives the robot on the field during a competition.
Oh, you have the joystick.
No, he has the joystick. John does.
It gets so complicated. So what if you don't have the joystick and you're on the drive team, then what are you doing?
You're either feeding a gear to the robot from the other end of the field, or you were picking up a gear on the airship and placing it so you can get more points.
You all take this very seriously, and rightfully so. This is so cool. I love this. How long have you been in Fixed Gears?
This is my second season officially, but I've been hanging around the team a lot longer since my older sister was on the team.
I got you. Yes, I was reminded of that earlier, and it can be a family affair of smartness, right? And great activity and great learning. What do you think about that? As a young person, I assume, because I'm an old person, that the whole learning part you might underplay, but I'm guessing you probably take great love for that part too, huh?
Yeah, I've learned all sorts of things. I came in and I had a little point-and-shoot camera, and now I have a T5 Canon camera that takes really nice pictures. I didn't know how to write a blog post. I didn't know how to turn a screwdriver the right way all the time.
Okay.
I didn't know how to work the mills that we have in the machine shop. I didn't know how to work the table saw. Now I know how to do all those things.
Wonderful. That will serve you well for the rest of your life, too. Bring Dad back up now. This is Sean again. This world championship trip, that's hard to say fast, world
yes,
championship yes. trip, is something that obviously when you hear about schools and clubs and organizations doing, there's funding issues and so on and so forth. You could use some help from the community if they are so inclined, right? How they do that?
Yes, we could. We are not part of any school system. We are a program that actually has kids from six different counties, all different schools from around the area. Where the team is about half homeschooled. About a third of the team, we have our girls, again, in very important, you know, positions on the team. And everything that we do, we need the additional help and support to get us going and get us to all of these additional events that we are qualifying for.
What's the best way for them to make a donation? You know, who do they make a check out to and where do they send it? That kind of stuff.
The easiest way would be to go to our website, fixedgears.org.
And you're going to have
and
to
I
spell
will
it.
I will spell that.
He's going to have to spell
it. Okay. It's P-H-Y-X-T GEARS.org.
Okay.
Fixed Gears, and that's how it's pronounced. Everybody gets that,
yep, got
gets
it.
That confused.
Got
there.
It. Is there a yes. button for donate here? Or?
There is a button that they can donate, as well as also check us out, Team 1720, the Fixed Gears, on Facebook. And we've got lots of links there as well. We have a GoFundMe that's going right now that you can click on that link and help help get us there to St. Louis safely and get everybody there.
Last thing I would ask you is if there were some parents out there listening with some children that they're looking to get involved with an outstanding organization like yours, how do they do that sort of a thing?
Again, contact us through our website, fixedgears.org. There are several of us on the team that actually get those messages that come through okay. there. We will have an open house in the fall that we will post out to a lot of the area schools to let them know that we're going to have an open house. And that's generally when we get new team members in the fall and get them on board, and we can do some safety training and things before we let them.
Make certain you tell us too, okay? Because we'll tell everybody,
oh, yes,
okay?
Yes,
all right. So nice to talk to all of you. Safe travels and best of luck. Let's bring home a world championship, huh?
Go Gears.
Come on.
Yes.